Okay, we're going to be beginning a new series in the study of Mishneh Yomis. It's going to be new in the regard that we're putting them up online, but good morning, everybody. There is a concept in the Mishnayos and Bikurim called the bringing of Bikurim, Havas Bikurim, and then at the same time, there is a concept in the Mishnayos, which is also mentioned in the Torah, of Mikra Bikurim, the ability to recite the Parsha of Bikurim. Both sections appear at the beginning of Parshas, Ki Savo. So the Torah tells us that we have responsibility to bring Mereshis Kol Pri Adama and then to read the Parsha. So the Mishnah tells us Yesh Mevi'im Bikurim V'Korin, that we have those who bring Bikurim and also read the Parsha of Arami Oved Avi, Mevi'im V'Lo Korin, those people who can bring and not read the Parsha of Arami Oved Avi, V'Yesh Eina Mevi'im. There are also those who don't have the ability to bring Bikurim. So we have three categories that are enumerated here. But here the Mishnah goes on and starts breaking them down. Elu she'enam mevi'im. The following people don't have the ability to bring Bikurim whatsoever. And all of these people are those who don't reach the criteria of Reishis Bikurei Admosecha, those that are not bringing from the first fruits of your land. So the Mishnah says, Hadnotea l'toch shalo, if a person plants on his own, v'hivrich l'toch shal yachid o shal rabim, and then he bends it over to create a new plant on it within somebody else's domain or within the Rishis HaRabim, v'chein ha'mavrich mitoch shal yachid o mitoch shal rabim l'toch shalo, or if somebody bends it back from the Rishis HaRabim into his, or Hanotea L'toch Shalo, V'Hevrich L'toch Shalo, or if he creates a situation where he runs the roots underground from one side of the street, which belongs to him, to the other side of the street, which belongs to him, which the Mefarshim explain he does, by running it underneath the ground of Rishis HaRabim. So, V'Derech HaRabim B'Emsa, Sa'arei Ze'eno Mevi, in the Tanakhama says, such a person does not bring Bikurim because there is a lack of the fact that he owns his land. And the Rush brings down that this is a very important lesson based on a Gemara in Baba Kama on Daf Samach, where the Gemara says, although a person has the ability and the right with permission to run something underneath the land of Rishis HaRabim, frankly, he does not own that land. And so therefore, the land underneath the Rishis HaRabim is not his, and as a result, does not have the ability to bring the Bikurim. Rabbi Huda Omer Kazem, maybe Rabbi Huda says in that situation where he had it come on one side and come out on the other side, the fact that it runs for a little bit underneath the ground doesn't mean that there's the Anika Sakarka, that the nourishment is coming from the Rishis HaRabim, and he would be allowed to bring it, but he would agree he would not be able to read the Parsha of Arami Oved Avi. The Mishnah asks in the second Mishnah, Me'eza tam eino mevi, why is it that these individuals are not allowed to read the Parsha of Bikurim and not bring Bikurim? Why are they totally exempt from the entirety of these two mitzvos? Mishum shenemar, reishis bikurei admosecha. The Torah uses the language that it's the first fruits of your land. Achu kol hagidulim me'ad masecha, says the Mishnah, until everything comes from your land. Harisim, those who have a percentage crop in the field, v'achacharos, or those who get a set amount based on a sharecropping agreement, v'asikrikun, or the biryonis, the crazy guys who throw people off their land, or hagazlan, somebody who steals, saying mevino, so those people don't have the right to bring bikurim, me'oso hatam, Mishum Shanem Areishis Bikurei Admasecha. These people also can't bring it because it's they too lack the ability of declaring Mereishis Pri Admasecha, since part of the fruits get their abilities from the ground. We'll continue with the Mishnayos tomorrow morning.